Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department, the world discovered together.
Now, Chef Eunice Parr from Dungarvan published My Kitchen Table this year, and there are lovely recipes in there for Christmas Day and all year round. Eunice, I was speaking earlier to Brother Richard and Jane about meditations and calming moments in the day. We're not going to dwell too much on stress today, but what are your top tips for staying in control?
Oh, you know, before Christmas, you should really, like yesterday, should be kind of organised. And if you're halfway organised, everything should run according to plan. Like, just remind yourself, it's a simple dinner with your friends and family around who love you. You don't have to prove anything to anyone, and just stay calm and get the dinner on the table.
I love that. Now, are you going for turkey and ham yourself?
We are.
Ooh.
1 year I suggested something different, and I heard one of the boys saying to the other, she's talking about not cooking turkey this year. So, and yeah, absolutely, turkey and ham. Turkey's in the oven.
And what's your go-to glaze for your ham?
Oh, just mustard and honey, you know. So I boil my ham, take the skin off, leave it cool down, and then pop it into a roasting dish, a little bit of cider, white wine, and some mustard and honey, grain mustard, maybe a bit of Dijon mustard, some honey or some maple syrup mixed together, and I brush it on top.
So what about side dishes? What would you cook today? And will Brussels sprouts feature?
Brussels sprouts are non-negotiable.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely adore them. So they will be sliced up, probably quartered. I'm looking at them, quartered, pan fried, a little bit of bacon, if you have it, maybe you have too much bacon, pan fried, a little bit of olive oil, let the olive oil get hot, add the butter, let it froth, toss the sprouts in the butter, and maybe a few little toasted almonds at the end. Job done.
Ooh, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, roast carrots, red cabbage made a couple of days ago, cranberry sauce, my mother would bring over the bread sauce, roast potatoes, mashed potatoes, stuffing. Yeah.
Now, the last time we spoke on the show, we spoke about the perfect chip. I fail constantly. What about the perfect roast potato? I just can't make them well.
Okay, it's conversation I have a lot at this time of the year with people, funnily enough. So I steam my potatoes and I probably would use a Maris Piper potato if you can get them. I steam the potatoes until they're almost cooked. So get a skewer, like don't destroy them with a fork, you know, but get a skewer, put it down, skewer goes through, they're done. Then take them off the heat, put a tea towel on top and just get all the liquid off them. Then in the oven, turn your oven on to nuclear, 220 or so. Have some olive oil, or probably goose fat if you have it, with a bit of maybe rapeseed, not olive oil, it's too hot for olive oil. And then put your potatoes in, toss them around, lots of salt and pepper, and you get this gorgeous crispy outside because the oven is so hot, with these lovely fluffy centres. And they won't take long, and just give them the time they need and try not to let them hang around too much. So all this can be done when the turkey comes out of the oven, because the turkey should be out for about an hour, covered in tinfoil. Oh yeah, completely, so you can slice it properly.
So you don't, on the roast potatoes, maybe I'm doing the wrong, I shake the pot.
Well, you can shake the pot. Well, it just depends. It could disintegrate. If they're just on that point of perfection, I'm afraid of them disintegrating. You could give them a little rub around the pot, but don't be too violent.
What about gravy? Are granules okay? Or do you thicken with flour or corn flour?
Okay, I wouldn't really use granules, but actually, of course I wouldn't, you know, but you can get really good chicken stock, but you know what? There's no point having that conversation right now. So thicken with flour. So take your turkey out of the roasting tin, very gently move it into into another roasting tin, really, because you're still going to have a lot of liquid coming off the turkey, but into kind of a warm, you keep it like have an oven tray that's warm. Then pour all the juice off the turkey. And as the turkey cools, as it rests, you're going to get more and more juice coming off the turkey. You know what? if you're used to using granules, use granules. It doesn't matter. You know, it's whatever you're used to. It's your family. They're used to your food. Personally, I'd probably put my roasting tray back on the heat. I'd stir in some flour, thicken it up a little bit, put in some white wine, reduce it down, then add in some stock, a lot of stock. And I would reduce the whole lot down by half and you'll get a really nice tasting turkey. But, you know, do whatever you do yourself. Like, don't change what you've always done, what your family are used to.
Yeah, but your gravy sounds beautiful.
Well, it generally is very good, actually. I make a nice stock the day before with all the giblets and things, yeah. Oh.
Mm. Now, is there a secret to getting the timing right for the day? I mean, do you start at the time you want to serve it and work backwards?
No, I do kind of. Yeah, I do. I suppose I do. But I remember when I cooked my first Christmas dinner and like shooting out of bed when, you know, after Santa's footsteps and the children's footsteps had kind of first hit the ground beside their beds and running downstairs to push the turkey into the oven and like, you know, into an aga. And I never knew whether it was cooked or not, really, you know. But yeah, I try and time it backwards. I mean, give myself plenty of time. Like a turkey would take probably about 3.5 hours to cook, you know, 3.5 hours, depending on the size of the turkey. And I'll kind of start about 5 hours beforehand. And then I allow myself that time to potter around in the kitchen and just kind of enjoy it, you know.
Good for you. Now, there's no right answer to this one, I think. But what do you like with pudding? And I suppose the right answer is custard, by the way.
Custard or just a bit of whipped cream. I actually don't like brandy butter at all. I find it too buttery and I love pudding. I absolutely love Christmas pudding. And yeah, a little bit of whipped cream.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And for people who don't want pudding, what's the next best thing?
Trifle. I mean, a sherry trifle. That's a gorgeous one in my book. You could knock it up now while you're thinking about lunch.
Tell us it in 3 seconds.
3 seconds. Sponge, jam, fruit, cream, loads of sherry. Custard as well.
And of course, the most important rule probably of all is if you do the cooking, someone else does the washing up.
Yeah, that is. But does that rule always apply?
Never.
Never, yeah. So, you know, just get on with it. Don't stress about it.
But the idea sounds great.
Yeah, I know. We love, then they put things the wrong way in the wrong places and they've all got their nice clothes on. Do you know the ideal thing is just shove the wash up for the next day. Don't worry about it.
I hate coming down to dirty dishes.
I don't mind it, actually. Okay. I used to be one of those people who cleared up straight away. Yeah. And the big roasting tins and things like that, I just throw them in the back kitchen. It's fine. I can fill up the dishwasher and then... Just leave it go.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, Eunice, as ever, I always love talking to you. Happy Christmas.
Same to you, Miriam.
Thanks so much. And I hope some of the advice helps our listeners today. And happy Christmas to your boys as well. And we're thinking, of course, of your beautiful son, Jerome.
Oh, thanks, Miriam.
Mind yourself, Eunice.